Reappointed EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made a very public rebuke to Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban in the European Parliament on Wednesday. She slated Hungary's lack of support for Ukraine, its economic mismanagement and handling of immigration, amongst other issues, with Mr. Orban having to sit through the whole speech as Hungary holds the rotating EU presidency at the moment. Here's some of what Ms. von der Leyen said.
How can it be that the Hungarian government invites Russian nationals into our union without additional security checks? This makes the new Hungarian visa scheme a security risk, not only for Hungary, but for all member states. And how can it be that the Hungarian government would allow Chinese police to operate within its territory? This is not defending Europe's sovereignty. This is a backdoor for foreign interference. Yes, we have to strengthen Frontex. Yes, we have to finalize the legislation on anti-smuggling, reinforce Europol, implement the pact in full. But this can only be achieved with more European cooperation, not less, and of course in full respect of our rule of law and fundamental values.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and on the line now Jack Power, European correspondent with the Irish Times. Jack, that was 1 minute from a 15-minute speech, all of it pretty hard-hitting.
Yeah, so as you heard there, you know, this was really von der Leyen confronting Viktor Orban in possibly the most forthright way she's done to date. You know, Viktor Orban, just for context for people, he's been in power in Hungary for about 14 years now. He leads a very right-wing populist government that has a very hardline stance on immigration and asylum, is very kind of seen as pro-Kremlin friendly when it comes to the Ukraine war. So he's really seen as the kind of chief obstructor within the European Union at the moment. He's using Hungary's veto power to hold up a lot of kind of key decisions. For example, there's 6 billion in aid the EU has pledged to Ukraine that is effectively sitting on ice because Orban is exercising his veto to block that being released to Ukraine to support it in the war. So we saw possibly the culmination of building tension between the European Commission in Brussels and Orban in Budapest there really play out. And it'll be something that I think we'll definitely see a lot more over the next 5 years, as in the EU and the Commission and von der Leyen have to really kind of grapple with how they're going to manage or deal with Orban and his politics, because at the moment it's clogging up a lot of the EU decision-making process, and there doesn't seem to be, you know, any clear answers, you know, without taking drastic steps such as getting rid of the veto for unanimous decisions, which a lot of states like Ireland would also be opposed to.
And we heard applause there when Ms. von der Leyen was addressing the Parliament. But on the other hand, there's been a lot of criticism of her for taking a softly approach to Hungary during her first term.
A lot of people would say that, you know, this has been, you know, as you said, slightly kind of a little too late. Hungary has been on this path for the last decade or more, you know, this kind of road towards a more illiberal state, cracking down on the fundamental human rights, cracking down on political opposition, LGBTQI groups in Hungary. So it really is, you know, something that has been allowed to drift, I think. And, you know, as you said, she's been criticised by MEPs and others for not doing enough in the first five-year term she had, and now it'll be one of the big questions as to what she does in the next 5 years, and also for people listening at home, you know, what Michael McGrath does, because this
he's in the front line here, isn't he?
Yeah, so this will fall really into his inbox. You know, he's, as people might remember, been appointed EU Commissioner for Justice and the Rule of Law. So that really entails upholding the rule of law in the EU, which means combating and tackling states like Hungary and others like Slovakia, where the rule of law has been allowed to slip and rights have been undermined. So it'll really be, you know, Michael McGrath would be the public face, I suppose, of the European Commission's confrontation with Budapest. And that's, of course, if McGrath passes a parliamentary confirmation hearing that will take place next month. And you'd actually imagine a lot of that hearing, where MEPs will be grilling him, will be on how he plans to approach Hungary and how he plans to address backsliding in the rule of law by Viktor Orban and his right-wing government.
Yes, and in fact, I've just been joined in studio, and thank you very much indeed for joining us, by MEP Eoin O'Riordan, and we're talking about this speech that Ursula von der Leyen gave to the European Parliament, this hard-hitting speech against Hungary and the rule of law. And of course, this is going to fall within the brief, if he's confirmed by the Parliament, of our former finance minister, Michael McGrath. There's also politics in this, isn't there? Because a lot will hang, won't it, Eoin O'Riordan, on the outcome of the US election. If Trump is re-elected, won't Viktor Orban feel he has the upper hand and he can continue with impunity?
Well, we're fighting for the survival of the European Union on one level, because we have Putin to one side of us who wants to undermine the European Union, and Trump will absolutely want to do the same thing on the other side. It was a particularly frightening scene, and I was in the back of the chamber at the end of Orban's contribution at the second part of his speech, where a third of the parliament rose up in adulation for him. This guy is a particularly poisonous and dangerous prime minister. He's a homophobe, he's a misogynist, he's a racist, he's attacking the judiciary, he's attacking the free press. But what worries me also, though, is that Ursula von der Leyen the very next day was happy to make deals with those far-right groups who applauded him, in terms of how we are going to schedule the hearings for the Commission over the next number of weeks. So, unfortunately, with Ursula von der Leyen, what we have are she plays both sides. She says what needs to be said in the Parliament, but she's happy to cut deals and to override my own group and other centrist pro-European groups in the European Parliament in order to get what she wants. So we're particularly worried as to how
she
is dealing with...
But isn't that what she has to do? Given the makeup of the Parliament and given the compromises that Europe involves, given all of that, given the makeup of the Parliament, what's practical and realistic that the EU should be doing with Hungary? Because so far, Viktor Orban, he has been able to play the Ukraine card, hasn't it? Whenever he needs to.
The issue of Hungary, if Hungary was not a member of the European Union and were applying, they wouldn't get membership. So I think it is a huge responsibility on Michael McGrath over the next period of years, with his new brief, in order to bring him to heel. But certainly, I think what Ursula von der Leyen has to do is to realise that she needs to work with other pro-European forces within the European Parliament, including my own, the Socialists and Democrats group that the Labour Party are aligned to, and not to be cutting deals with the far right and the extreme right. And that is exactly what she's doing. Because we could have a situation where it's not a third of the Parliament in 5 years' time, it could be half, and then the entire institutions could be undermined, and the European Union could therefore not have much of a future, considering, as you said already, Putin on one side of us and potentially Trump on the other.
And we've heard Emmanuel Macron, the French president, talking about, you know, this existential threat to the EU. Is it really as bad as that?
I believe so. I mean, anybody who witnessed what was witnessed, when you see such a body of parliamentarians standing up in adulation for Orban, when you see what Ursula von der Leyen is doing behind the scenes, when you realise that there aren't enough people, I think, in individual member states who feel a connection with the European Union, and I think that's a big problem that MEPs have to face up to, including myself, is the connection that people feel in Dublin, where I represent, or around the country, with the institutions. Does it work for them? And that's why, for example, I was happy that we've managed to get a housing commissioner over the line to work on the issues of housing that are really affecting people. So people feel as if the European Union is working for them and not something that's alien to them. And that's a challenge that I have.
Is it something they'll only miss when it's gone?
I think the issue is that you elect MEPs and sometimes you don't hear from them for 5 years. In an Irish context, European Union is very far away. It's Brussels, it's Strasbourg, it's not real to your lives. We have to change that. But certainly what I witnessed on Wednesday was deeply frightening to me. It feels like they're on the march. It feels like those who want to undermine European institutions are gaining momentum. And if Ursula von der Leyen does not realise that cutting deals with these people and making accommodations with these people and overriding, you know, centrist, centre-left parties like my own, that's not the future. The future is to believe in the institutions and to work with those who also believe those institutions, and not to be reaching the hand of friendships for extreme right to extreme right groups. But that's what she's doing at the moment.
Labour Party MEP Eoin O'Riordan, thank you very much indeed.